Call the Regulated Industries Committee to order. Representative Beard wants to move the approval of the February 2nd minutes. Is there any discussion?
I do. Mr. Chairman, I was not present on February 2nd. Perhaps we should find I see the representative.
You can still read them over and approve them, you know. Representative Huntley moves the approval of the minutes on February 2nd. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
That may be the only thing I get passed this year.
Oh, Representative Huntley, we might give you a better chance than that. So, Representative Hoppe, we're going to bring up two bills today, members. The two liquor bills are the one from last year. Representative Hoppe will present to us. And first of all, I want to just take a quick opportunity to introduce few people in the crowd from my legislative district with the Emerging Leaders group that's down here from the Red River Valley. They're over to the right in blue shirts. If everybody could welcome them to our committee, they're observing the process today. Welcome to the committee. And you've probably seen some of the blue shirts around, and that's from the whole Red River Valley area up to the Canadian border. So glad to have them here. Representative Hoppe, tell us what you're up to.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am up to the omnibus liquor bill, and I would move passage of the bill, and I believe it goes to the general register from here.
Is that right? Representative Hoppe moves House File 286 to be recommended to pass and referred to the general register.
Yes, sir.
We've got that motion in front of us. You've also got an amendment.
I do, with William's help. It's an oral amendment. It's last year's omnibus liquor bill that was vetoed by the governor because of one problematic provision.
Okay.
That has been taken out of this bill. What this oral amendment would do is make two quick technical changes, and then we're also striking on page 7, line 7, all of paragraph C. And we're only doing that because that's the only thing in this bill that seems to be controversial. And I think we'll have the controversy figured out by the time this gets to the House floor, and we'll synchronize what we're doing with the Senate. This is the Senate version of this bill has the same language. They are, I believe, going to pass it on the Senate floor tomorrow, and we're going to try to get this passed as quickly as we can. We just, this one provision, we need to just check with all the interested parties and make sure we're not stepping on too many toes.
Okay. Why don't we have Mr. Williams announce the oral amendment?
Mr. Chairman, the amendments are page 1, line 31, delete 3,400 and insert 3,500. That corrects a drafting error and makes the language, the number, consistent with the number on page 2, line 30. Also on page 5, line 33, after 340A.409, insert, comma, subdivisions 1 to 3A. That will clarify the intent of this this provision that dram shop insurance would apply to the small brewers who obtain a temporary on-sale license. And then the final part of the amendment would be pages 5 to 7, delete section 4. That would remove the provision that the author wanted to remove.
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and members, just so I'm clear, on page 7, the paragraph C that we're taking out, we might very well put that back in, and we're not exactly sure if that was included in the Senate bill or not as it was passed. But we want, if one way or another, we're going to have this conform with the Senate bill so we can get it passed and get it onto the governor's desk. It's, you know, they always say this, but it's a non-controversial bill. It's the same one that passed last year, and the same bill is being moving through the Senate with Senator Pappas being the author. And
okay.
Other than this one paragraph, no objections or bad parts to it.
Okay. We'll have the amendment in front of us here first. Representative Anderson. Okay. Is there any other discussion on the amendment? Otherwise, let's get that voted on. Representative Simpson.
Just to clarify this, you're striking C, and then the oral amendment is to strike all of Section 4. Well, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are we doing, one or both?
Well, I think, Mr. Williams, I think you just referred to it properly.
I'm leading Section 4. The only new language in Section 4 is found on page 7, lines 7 to 9. So by deleting Section 4, you're deleting that new language.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, good question. We, exactly as Mr. Williams said, we're just, once we delete that paragraph C, there's no need for Section 4 in the bill.
Okay. Thank you.
So Representative Hoppe, it's your wish to take that out and add it back in on the floor. Is there any reason to not leave it in and take it out on the floor if you can't work it out?
Mr. Chair, good question, and potentially we'll add that back in. I'll talk to Senator Pappas and find out from any interesting parties, the breweries or any regulatory agency, and find out why it's in there and if it needs to be in there. And if people are okay with that, if there's any controversy, we'll both strike it from the House and the Senate versions and pass this bill without it. And we can take this up again when we do another omnibus liquor bill later in the session.
Okay.
If it's non-controversial and we can get all these easily and quickly worked out, we'll put it in right now.
Perfect. All those in favor of the oral amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now the bill as it's amended. Representative Hoppe. Anything else you want to say on it?
No, I will be brief. It's the same as last year's omnibus liquor bill. It was passed unanimously by this committee and by the relevant Senate committee.
Any questions, members? We voted on this before, so I believe it's got the Duluth Stadium issue in there. And
it does, Mr. Chair.
Okay. No other questions? All those in favor of House File 286 as amended, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Next, Representative Hausman, Senate File 206. The Chair will move House File 206, Senate File 206, be recommended to pass and placed on the consent calendar.
It was in the Senate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the committee, Representative Hausman, and you can proceed. And the pages will have open the handout.
Okay. Chair, did I understand you moved the bill?
I did move the bill.
Well, we are very grateful that you are willing to hear this bill today, and what we're asking from everyone today is a random act of kindness because of the difficulty of one particular individual who did everything right, who had an idea for a new business, and he went through the community, and he went through the city council, and he went through the various city agencies who are represented here, and got to the point where he was ready to open his business, and he quit his other job in October. And then the city discovered a law that says within a half a mile of the University of Minnesota, there could not be a liquor license grant. The last time this happened was before I was in the legislature, and the Muffaletta, which is a great restaurant that hopefully many of you have tried on Como Avenue, wanted to sell wine with dinner, and they too had to come for a special bill. This is a little wine shop, and I have Jeff Huff here today who can tell you his story. I also have the city here represented who can answer some questions. This was heard, just to give you a report from the other body, this was heard in committee in the Senate, passed unanimously, was sent directly to the floor where it passed unanimously. Our reason for asking for this unusual occurrence, because normally you would put these together in a larger bill, is that every day that Mr. Huff waits, he is losing a little more money. So we have Mr. Huff, and we have Janine Rosas from the city. And I don't know, Mr. Chair, how you would you like Mr. Huff to give you a longer presentation, or I'm at your...
Representative Hausman, I think the shorter it could be, the faster he could get a yes vote. But we would like to just have a little testimony, but it doesn't have to be long. But members might have questions. I maybe shouldn't presume, but I think several of them have heard about this. So, Mr. Hoff, welcome to our committee, and please identify yourself for the record.
Okay, Mr. Chair, committee members, thank you very much. My name is Jeffrey Hoff. I'm proprietor of the Little Wine Shop along with my wife. Thank you for giving us the opportunity here. I want to thank that. Thank all of you. My situation is, Representative Hausman has already said, I quit my job about 5 months ago to open up a little wine shop, 320 square feet. We had to go ahead to go ahead and get things opened, and then we had a stop, which has brought us to this point in time. I could tell you the history of it if you'd like. Can take some time. However,
just briefly, you can tell us your kind of a quick synopsis of what got you to this point and tripped
you
up. But.
We came along with the idea over a year ago, January. As far as the federal government is concerned, you know, I am a company, I'm a corporation, and I do have to pay taxes, and I haven't been able to make any income on my business for the last 5 years. On May 10th, I filed for my articles of incorporation. July, end of July, went through the city council, was approved through the city. Which has brought me up to this point.
You meant 5 months instead of 5 years.
5 months, yes.
Oh, okay.
And we have a city representative who could perhaps...
Okay. So, Representative Hausman, to tee up the issue, what I understand is there's a state statute that says within a half mile of the St. Paul campus you can't have off-sale liquor, and that's the statute that we need to modify.
The Nature of House File 155 simply, when it references the on the campus of the College of Agriculture and the University of Minnesota, so that, provided that the city may issue one on-sale wine license, that's the Muffaletta, and this one off-sale. And that addition is what we're seeking.
That's what we're seeking. Okay. If someone from the city wants to just comment their support or position on the bill, that'd be great.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Janine Rosas. I'm the director of the Department of License, Inspections, and Environmental Protection for the City of St. Paul. I'm here to testify that this applicant met all of the city requirements to open his little wine store. The city council approved the license unanimously, and the mayor also supports this business being allowed to open. And so I'm here to say that the City of St. Paul urges you to remove this barrier in the city statute to this one business and allow them to open.
St. Anthony's Park, Mr. Chair, St. Anthony Park Community Council, the City Council, all of the kind of community-based organizations have also written letters in support.
Okay. Any questions, members? Representative Sharon.
Just one quick question of clarification. This bill will relate to just this one business, correct? Just this one business?
Right. Representative Housing?
Yes. Yes.
Representative Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I look through this, I see that we have provisions for Southwest State University, especially St. Cloud has a provision that allows one on-sale wine and two off-sale liquor stores, the licenses. Were those grandfathered in when this bill was written? Maybe staff can help better. Or were they added much like this provision will be added?
Representative Hausman, or else Mr. Williams might be able to answer. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, these provisions have been in law for a number of years. I think that these provisions for St. Cloud were added after the original 1,500-foot limitation was put into law. as you can see, there are various exceptions granted to these state university limitations. Sometimes at the request of local government, and I remember in one instance it was because somebody remeasured and discovered that they were actually closer to the campus than had previously been thought. But in previous years, these exceptions granted to these protected areas have not been controversial in the legislature.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, occurs to me that, you know, I'm certainly supportive of this, but perhaps in our omnibus liquor bill coming that we're going to probably do this year, maybe we ought to clean some of this up to where it doesn't look like to somebody reading this that, oh, maybe I can get an exception. Now, if we could just tighten up the language so everybody that's already included is included, and then try to, you know, clean it up a little bit so it doesn't look like it's, you know, there's exceptions here, there, and everywhere to the law.
So, Representative Powell, I mean, one thing that's been suggested is maybe the omnibus, the subcommittee, liquor subcommittee should review these exemptions in total, and maybe there's need for them, maybe there isn't. It does sound like something the subcommittee could and should work on.
Now, just an exception, but I do support this, and,
yeah.
And certainly in favor of letting this owner get on with his business.
Mr. Williams, I got a question. Somebody told me that the Minneapolis campus is actually measured at a different distance than the half a mile. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, I think that it's measured from the main administrative building of the university, which I believe is Morrill Hall.
And that's a half mile from there?
It's a tenth of a mile, Mr. Chairman.
So that's a tenth of a mile from this main administrative building?
The main building of the university.
St. Paul campus is a half mile from the Ag College.
Mr. Chairman, on the language provides on the campus of the College of Agriculture or any place in a city of the first class within a half a mile of the campus. So that would be within a half a mile of any point on the campus.
Yeah, which right there, just across the river, we have a huge discrepancy between the two, which seems confusing. But any other questions, members? Representative Huntley.
Well, Mr. Chair, that tenth of a mile on the Minneapolis campus is across the street from the campus. And someone who spent too much time at Stubb and Herb's. It's not a long walk from the campus.
More than one member of
the campus. But Mr. Representative Huntley, at least you walked and didn't drive. Representative Lanning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps these conflicts with regard to measurements, maybe the carpenter's rule should be applied here. The carpenter's rule is measure twice and cut once.
Yeah.
Maybe we should measure twice and legislate once.
Yeah. Well, Joe, Representative Hoppe, we'll let your subcommittee look at this in further detail, but we don't want to hold up another entrepreneur and a business opportunity in Representative Hausman's district, and Mr. Hoff, I think it sounds pretty supportive, and we'll try to get this passed as soon as we can, and let you get on making money. That is a good thing. So, all those in favor of Senate File 206 being approved and sent to the consent calendar, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Best of luck, Mr. Hall. With that, members, those are the only two items we have on the agenda. Next week, we will have Milda from Milda Hedblum from the Humphrey Institute, who helped conduct telecom forums this fall with discussions from all the stakeholders. She will come in and summarize some of the discussions and any sort of conclusions they may or may not have. And so that will be next Tuesday's meeting. Next Wednesday's meeting, we will bring up the small wind incentive bill. And which one? Oh, and then the small gas line bill relating to relocation and fees that can be charged for those costs. And so that'll be Wednesday. So with that, we will